Now, on a brighter note, it's back for ARC time. Yeah, it's back for ARC time. And I'm delighted to be joined by all the gang there from Back for ARC. Four of you there, right opposite me there. I hadn't time to put my head up, but we'll get you all there. Tina, good morning to you and gang. You might introduce the whole lot of us now. How are you keeping?
Great, thanks. So
good,
thanks
good. Tina, back for ARC time. Talk to us about it.
The excitement is building now.
The excitement is building there, and the dogs are fed in waters and everything, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yes.
This morning, get finished, come down to talk to you. A week to go.
A week to go for us, isn't it?
So the registration, as usual, from 12 at Green Park, and the walk will kick off.
Now, this started off. I'm sorry, now just change the microphone for you there. No, a second. That's grand. This started off from a very, very humble beginnings and a little idea, I suppose, that was spawned there a couple of years ago, back for ARC. And last year was last year the first year, wasn't it?
It was not. Yeah.
Last year was the first year. You had a huge turnout, but this year promises to surpass everything we've seen.
I think so. Yeah. We're getting great feedback from the Back for ARC group went around and they helped putting posters up and sponsorship cards were given out. So we met a lot of people from doing those jobs and they all remembered, nearly all of them, didn't they?
Yes.
From last year.
Of course, I'm joined by, you might introduce us then. We have, I said, Celia Fitzgerald here from me.
We have. Celia's a listener in Cork Ark here.
In Cork Ark, yeah. And we have
Helen Tilson.
Helen, good morning to you, Helen.
Good morning, Noel.
She's in the committee.
Eita Beecher, of course, yeah. Yeah. Again, I suppose, the Back for ARC, as well as being a great fun day and a day out for all the family, it's a novel idea. It raises much needed funds for the Cork Council House here in Friar Street.
That's right.
I suppose, again, for a house that started off from very, very humble beginnings, it's flying at the moment, isn't it?
It is, Noel.
Absolutely flying.
As we all know, the house is at 29 Friar Street.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful, bright house with two lovely big reception rooms and lovely soft furnishings. And as everybody in the house are trained, we have counsellors, therapists, and then we have a group of listening volunteers, and everybody is trained. And when the visitor comes to the house, they're welcomed, and we like to assure them of complete confidentiality in the house. And they can drop in without even an appointment or ringing ahead. And the house, really, the aim of the house is to provide a healthcare centre for people with cancer and their families. And when I say a healthcare centre, meaning a holistic centre,
yes,
which really provides healthcare for the whole body and mind and not just the symptoms of the disease.
Can I ask you, what kind of footfall have you got in there at the moment? When I say that now, what kind of footfall? Is it very busy?
It is growing. There's a huge demand. No,
is there?
Yes.
Yes. Indeed. Because a couple of people have asked me that, like, you know, is, you know,
there
how
is
busy
great
is it?
Demand,
yes.
And like we facilitate and we give this, provide the whole services for the people of West Waterford, Youghal, East Cork, and people are now becoming very aware of it because we had a huge official launch with Magella O'Donnell.
That's right, yes.
And there's a huge awareness growing, and we'd love people to know that all the to provide all these services, we have things like counselling, therapies, light massage, touch therapy, and then we'll say we have we have yoga and we have Pilates for the men, and people are beginning to avail of all these
services. That's wonderful,
yes,
that people are beginning to avail of it. And of course, it is part of a wider group, isn't it? It's part of the Cork ARC group, isn't it?
Well,
yes.
Our coordinator who's employed by Cork ARC, or who is Colette, she manages the house and she's the coordinator. She's a nurse. She's an oncology nurse. She's a counsellor. So she has a broad range of experience across all this healthcare. And we'd like people to know that everything in the house is confidential. And the aim of the house is to mind the visitor. And
yes,
to make
of course.
Them feel
welcome
and safe in the house. And when we're speaking to the visitor, like, I think empathy is the important word. to make them understand or to communicate to them that we understand how they're feeling. And
because it is like it is a wonderful addition to our community. Because as we, I know we spoke upon the subject before, but years ago, you see, people talked about, they didn't even mention the name cancer. They mentioned, they called it the Big C.
Yes.
And people usually went that journey on their own.
They
and there was no one to turn to. There was no one to talk to. Now it's so open. We're an open society. And, to, you know, it's marvellous to see that the house is being utilised and that it's growing. And, of course, with, I suppose, a house like that, a lot of people, of course, are. It's a voluntary organisation.
Yes,
you know?
And we'd like to express to people, Noel, that all the services are free, and people do like coming because they, I suppose, the shock of a diagnosis and the worry for the future.
Of course.
And then the families of the people with cancer are equally as anxious and worried. So the centre is there as a promotion, as a support.
Yes, a support, yes.
For the families, and they're all very welcome as well. And so it's just wonderful to think that it's developing and that people will, I hope people will use it, and even to come for a chat and just be supported and give emotional support to people if they're worried or stressed. And all practical help is provided, just to inform people of things they might know they were entitled to, or everything
and this
like
is
that.
This is another aspect of it there, but people, we say a lot of people wouldn't be aware of what they're entitled to, or whatever the case may
and
be.
And to share it and talk to somebody.
And that's what it's all about, to sharing the problem, sharing the experience, you know.
Yes.
But again, I suppose, turning to the, again, as we said, it's a voluntary organisation and it depends very much on locally generated funds. And this is where Tina and the gang come in, isn't it, Tina?
It's not.
The, we talked about the Bark for Arc, but that was only just one of the few ventures, I suppose, that raising money for Cork Arc House in Fire Street here. Again, I suppose, returning to the Bark for Arc, give us an idea of what's going to happen down in Green Park on the 9th, isn't it? The 9th, yeah.
Well, as I said, lots of dogs, Noel.
Lots of doggies, lots of doggies. But there's you've a couple of things up your sleeves as well, haven't you?
One or two little surprises.
Yes.
We won't reveal till the on the day.
Oh, won't you?
No, but we have prizes. We have a great raffle, which is very good this year. It's a photo island hotel are given a night for two.
Oh, lovely.
That's lovely this year. And two afternoon teas.
Yes.
And a hamper from Maxi Zoo.
So
that's four good prizes, which is fantastic for €10 per person.
So you couldn't go wrong with that.
No.
So
and Maxi Zoo actually are given 500 doggy gift bags as well. So each dog will have a gift bag and a free bandana as well.
A bandana for the dog.
Which brings us to
Ita Beecher, who's come along today.
Ita, turning to you, Ita. You were the person that made all the bandanas, were you?
Not all, no.
Not
some,
all of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell us about these little bandanas.
They're quite simple, really. Mm-hmm. You start with one stitch and work up to 40.
Yeah. Have we a sample? I know we haven't television here, but we can we do our best to describe it to the listeners. Oh, I see. It's like a kind of a little bib thing. Oh, I see.
Purple and white one, even.
Especially
for Molly, she made.
I'll have your red and white one.
We do.
Look at that.
Waterford colours.
Oh, and we have the Waterford colours. Especially for our friends across the Dublin. For the Dacia dogs, you know. For any blue and white dogs out there.
A sample of the few we have.
Oh, lovely, lovely, lovely.
Beautiful.
It's a lovely idea.
It's a great idea, isn't it?
It is.
You know? And I suppose, like everything else, to you, they're quite easy to do.
Yeah.
You run them off, like.
So I do a lot of crochet then for the cancer in Cork.
Ah, I see.
Aina Fitzgerald out in Gortrow, they have a crochet club or knitting club.
Oh, yes, yes.
So she roped me in for that, and I do make the knee rugs in crochet.
Ah, yes.
And we were making little dresses for Uganda. But the nuns said they can't do anymore. I suppose they've gone too old or something.
Yes, yes.
We were knitting those as well, so.
So you're turning your attention now to the dog, to the canine fraternity here.
Yeah.
You know, and you're making these. And each dog now that's taking part in this will get a little bandana.
Well, we have other bandanas. Helen will tell you about them.
Yes, Helen, tell us about them.
So Ita did some beautiful crocheted ones, which really take time. You know, she's been very humble, but as a knitter myself, I know the hours that she has spent doing each one.
I can imagine, because like they are a work of art, basically.
They're a limited edition now, Noel, Aoife's ones are.
They're a limited, they're a limited edition.
Then we have a beautiful team of sewers who've come along, and Sharon Coleman from Coleman Shoes, Yvette Victor, Tessie Anderson, Just for Paws, Jennifer Kerwin, Geraldine Doherty, have all come together, and Tina O'Driscoll spent the winter evenings sewing. They had like a sewing bee going.
Good girl, Tina.
And they have produced, I think, 600 now, maybe.
You have 600 of these things?
Yes. And all in beautiful patterns, so all sewn. So we have the combination of Aoife's knitted ones and then the ones that are sewn. And it's...
So every dog...
What happens if you run out?
Well, we're aiming about 500 dogs, so I think, will we get 500? Who knows, but we're covered with 500, 600.
But tell me the thing I'm wondering about it now, is like, you have 500 dogs, we say, in close proximity. Are they going to fight?
300 last year. Yeah. There wasn't a crossword amongst them all.
Wasn't there? There wasn't a crossback, no.
No, just tails wagging. I think when dogs are want to go for a walk.
Yeah, I suppose. That's that thing in their mind, I suppose. And they're happy.
And they're with their master.
I suppose that's the point. When they're with their master. Yeah.
They're with their master. And dogs, I think, like to work too. They almost feel it's their duty. And every one of them were sharp and hot to trot and enthused. Yeah. It looked like they knew.
After dinner on a Sunday, what else would you be doing? Normally go for a walk. So looking at the long range for the forecast,
it'll be fine because there's a high pressure area coming in over the country during the week, and it'll be fine for next weekend. That's according to the long range weather forecast. Anything can happen in the meantime, but we keep the fingers and toes crossed for it. How long or how far do they have to walk?
4 kilometres.
4 kilometres. That's from Green Park.
If they wish to do the four.
Yeah.
Now, some will choose maybe not to go so far. Mm. So they can go as far as the lighthouse and sit at the bench there and then wait for the walk to return.
I see.
Who will be at the lighthouse?
And Pat Daly with, or Nobber.
Nobber, yes. With the donkey,
with Dusty.
Dusty.
Yeah. And he'll be sitting there because he's going to be part of that walk, but just to the lighthouse.
Yes.
And then we will have some who will go to the front strand or the prom where there's a water station, and they can also sit there, wait for the return
from our walkers.
To come back from Aura Leisure and then join the walk to come back to Green Park.
So the actual walk is from, we say, starting at Green Park, out to Aura Leisure and back along.
Exactly, right back to there. And then with your choice of how much you want to walk or whatever.
Yes, exactly. It's not cast in stone, but all this is basically about taking part, contributing towards a very, very worthy cause. That's basically what it's all about, isn't it?
And with or without a dog, no.
With or without a dog. If you haven't the dog, you can bring a cat.
We're not
sure. You can bring a cat.
A little girl last year who bought a Thai dog just to have a dog, even.
Oh, yeah. That's right, yeah. There's little dogs that, you know, they could put a battery into or something like that, and it takes along or something like that, you know. Or a tortoise or whatever. But anyway, just bring it.
Back to Dusty, the pony, the Shetland pony for Blackburn.
Yes.
He did a special visit last night from Sinead Keane.
Oh, lovely.
She came down to see Dusty. She was down to see, she heard all about him.
Yes.
And of course, Dusty's companions, Benny and Sevi. So, Pat was delighted to meet
naturally,
Sinead.
Naturally.
The ponies were mad about her.
Of course.
Yeah.
And of course, we're all mad about Pat Nobber Daly as well. So it's all the one leg. So
we all got together and we had a cup of tea and all
that.
Lovely. It was lovely.
Lovely.
Which is what it's about.
It's all about participation. It'll be a big bit of fun. And entries are being, well, when I say entries now, I won't say entries for want of a better word, but participation, you'll be stationed in the around the bandstand area, I understand, from around what?
The registration, the girls will be there from 12.
From 12. From noon. And the walk actually starts officially at 2, is it?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, very good. So,
some of the girls from Public School there in transition year, they'll be giving out the bandanas, helping the registration girls.
Lovely.
As well. So everyone has a few jobs to do, which it's nice to have people involved.
It'll be a lovely occasion. Yeah. Great occasion.
And if anybody else, we could use a few more strong men.
Well, now the word is going out. Now, if anybody wants to contribute or anybody wants to give part of their time of a Sunday,
do a few more stewards, Noel.
More stewards.
Write to us on Facebook, or they can give me a phone call on 087.
We're busy writing now, just in case we haven't got it, because we'll read out that number
912
712 7012 7012. That's 912 7012. That's Tina's number there. If anybody wants to get involved or wants to lend a helping hand there, because it's a very, very worthy cause, folks, and it's an organisation, I suppose, that is very, very near and dear to our hearts here in Community Radio Yall. That's Tina's number there, and she could do with a little bit of help, a little bit of help stewarding. I'm sure there's blasts of people around town there that are doing nothing else there of a Sunday afternoon. Surely they could come down to the bandstand there, and I'm sure they will. I hope they will come down to the bandstand there and give a hand out for stewarding or whatever the case may be.